of, well, I think ours was probably made out of wood, but you know, that you could pour their, they had to have something to drink, whatever you gave them, and we all, and they always had milk, and you had grain, and whatever, you know, you could feed them grass and
almost anything.
Stuff, anything from the garden, whatever, yes, anything.
And
you know, a pig is clean if they have a chance. You know, they always think of a pig as being so filthy. But if they have a chance in the room, they're clean, and they have one certain spot where they would go for a toilet. But if they don't have, they aren't kept clean, well, how could anything be clean? But naturally, a pig is clean.
That's interesting.
If you know anything about them.
Now, you take their food out in a...
Oh, well, yes, we used to... We'd keep things at the house that was clean, like, well, they used to call it maybe slop or pig, you know what it was, liquid, maybe something that was clean that you'd have from the table, and maybe water and stuff that you'd take it out and you'd pour it in their trough where it was tight and they could drink and eat and whatever, and you fed them and you fed them grain and you know, whatever you...
In that enclosure you kept the pigs in, that was called a...
Well, generally a pig pen, I think they called it.
But you probably not use the word sty?
I don't think they did. No, it was a pig pen that we always call them, I'm sure. But we, and then you had, we, I know we did, we had a roof over some of it where they had shelter, you know, that they could go back and get out of the weather.
And now... If you were to buy a huge quantity, let's say, what would a great big container that you could buy things in, or that
a barrel, like a barrel?
Uh-huh. Did you ever have those, or what would you buy nails in?
Oh, I can't ever remember of us buying that many.
Uh-huh.
You know, you could go to the store and buy what you wanted, and maybe you'd have it in a container. Land, I wouldn't know, maybe in an old pail or a box or whatever. I couldn't begin to tell you.
But that wooden thing that sometimes you could buy a huge number of nails?
Well, maybe, I don't know whether they could buy kegs. They used to have what's called keg, I think, for stuff like that. Which would be like a wooden barrel, but smaller, you know, maybe something would set up this size, I remember, and so big around, you know, more like what you'd call a keg. But I've seen them, yes, wooden kegs they are.
Well, I have a whole list of animals to go through now. I just need you to give me a, you know, just a very short answer. Is the male of the cattle family, that's called a...
That's a bull.
Okay, did they ever have terms they would use around women to shield their ears?
Oh, you used to sometimes think it was something you'd say bull before someone, but I think people got so they didn't... They weren't that stupid. What's the difference whether you say a bull or a horse, or a male horse that breeds as a stallion, or a stud horse? They call them stud. And that's a word they use for breeding. They bring to stud, or they're in stud or something. That's what it means. And then when they're castrated, a horse is a gelding. And a cow critter is a steer.
Uh-huh. Now, what were some of these terms they might have used to shield the women folk? About a bull, what would do they ever call it a gentleman cow?
Oh yes, I heard that expression, a gentleman.
were there others? Like
I've
that?
Heard it, but I don't think we ever used it as I remember.
I see.
Yes, I have. Some people that maybe were so we might be embarrassed. But,
okay.
But now, I think.
What would you call a baby cow?
A calf.
Okay, and. A male sheep would be a...
A sheep is a buck or a ram.
Which would you use more often, do you think?
I think they usually use the word bucks more, really.
Okay.
And the females are ewes, and the little ones are lambs, of course.
Okay, and are there different types of fowl around here? Maybe barnyard fowl or
well,
wild?
Well, the main thing we had was chickens. We've had turkeys, and I used to have some ducks and geese and...